Leo Frank, Georgia. Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 421. Visible translated text is as follows. Visited the National Pencil Company 3, 4, or 5 times. I have been in the office of Leo M. Frank 2 or 3 times. I have been down in the basement. I don't know whether Mr. Frank knew I was in the basement or not, but he knew I was there. I saw Conley there and the night watchman, and he was not Conley. There would be some ladies in Mr. Frank's office. Sometimes there would be 2, and sometimes 1. Maybe they didn't work in the mornings, and they would be there in the evening. Cross-examination. I don't recollect the first time I was in Mr. Frank's office. It was last fall. I have been down there 1 time this year, but Mr. Frank wasn't there. It was a Saturday evening. I went in there with Miss Daisy Hopkins. I saw some parties in the office, but I don't know them. They were ladies. Sometimes there would be 2 and sometimes more. I don't know whether it was the stenographer or not. I don't recollect the next time I saw him in his office. I never saw any gentleman but Mr. Frank in there. Every time I was in Mr. Frank's office was before Christmas. Miss Daisy Hopkins introduced me to him. I saw Conley there 1 time this year and several times on Saturday evenings. Mr. Frank wasn't there the last time. Conley was sitting there at the front door. When I went down the ladder, Miss Daisy went with me. We went back by the trash pile in the basement. I saw an old cot and a stretcher. I have been in Atlanta for 10 years. I have never been away over a week. I saw Mr. Frank about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. There was no curtain drawn in the office. It was very light in there. I went in the first office, near the stairway. The night watchman I spoke of was a Negro. I saw him about the 1st of January. I saw a Negro night watchman there between September and December.